The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Now, I'm joined on the line by Ross Hayden. Ross, good morning to you.
How are you doing, Damien? How's things?
Not too bad, Ross. You're not a household name, but you are doing your best, I suppose, to share a very, very important message, particularly among young people. First of all, how are you?
I'm good, yeah, I'm really good. I'm currently just at home on leave from serving overseas in Kosovo with the military, so I fly back out tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just enjoying the last of my leave before I head back.
Okay, with the Irish Defence Forces out there in Kosovo.
Yeah.
You, what happened to you, Ross?
So basically, to paint a picture, I suppose, it'll be 3 years in June. I was in a pub in Dublin with my then girlfriend, and we basically, there was an altercation with a group of youths that were in the pub drinking as well. And the long and short of it is I ended up being stabbed 7 times, five in the back, once in the stomach and once in the arm within that pub. And then obviously had to be rushed to hospital. Basically that was kind of the ins and outs of the actual incident.
Oh, so you're in the pub drinking with your girlfriend. And how did you get involved in an altercation that ended up seeing you stabbed?
So basically when we went in, I was there with a couple of friends as well, and the pub being in Dublin, these young lads kind of heard we were from Kildare and the whole culty thing started. And it kind of started as a joke at the start. It was kind of just a bit of a laugh. But every time then they walked by, they would say something. And eventually kind of my girlfriend just said to one of the lads, like, just leave it out. You know, every time you walk by, you don't need to say something. So there was a girl with them then that just stood up and basically just attacked my girlfriend, just grabbed her by the hair, pulled her to the ground. So I went and took that girl off. My girlfriend removed her. And then as that happened, I don't remember it really because it happened so fast. But according to the CCTV and talking to the guard and stuff, the guy came around the back of me then and he stabbed me, I think, 3 or 4 times. So the first one was in the stomach and then a couple of times in the back. He then went back around to his friends and I was kind of still telling the crowd like to leave and like trying to get my girlfriend up off the ground, and he came back again then and he stabbed me a couple more times.
God.
And when he hit me in the arm, that was the kind of one that I felt, so it was like a punch. So I was wearing a t-shirt obviously, and I looked and I just seen all the blood then, and then that was it. Was kind of, I remember turning around and seeing him standing there with like a knife in his hand, he just ran out the door.
So what started as a bit of banter can actually lead to somebody getting stabbed and nearly killed.
And that's the frightening thing. And I think that's why a year after the incident, I decided to make a video on Facebook to try and raise awareness with young people about it. Just, it's frightening me. And I just want to try and raise awareness with knife crime in the country. I want young people to really think about the seriousness of what their actions do and what they can do to someone if they do take a knife out and if they do use it on someone and stab someone. Because I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't die. But then leading into what I went through for the next year and a half after that was something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, as far as the mental health side of it and the depression and anxiety and stuff like that.
And you lost your relationship.
Yes. Yeah. It was one of the reasons.
It contributed to it. And I know that there has been a court case, there has been a conviction, and the perpetrator is now in jail, and that is part of your message as well to young people.
Yes, so when I made the first video, and I kind of didn't expect it to go, it kind of went a lot more viral than I thought. I had mothers from all around the country messaging me, thanking me for making it, saying they were going to show it to their sons and stuff, but I didn't have an answer. I didn't have a final result. I just, in the first video, I just spoke about how it affected me and the stuff I had to go through and deal with, like with the counselling and anxiety and stuff like I mentioned. So when I was over in Kosovo a couple of weeks ago, I got the news that the guy who did it to me had got jail. So now what that allows me to do and what my hope to do is in the future when I come back from overseas is to go around to schools and talk to young people, lads and girls, and speak to them about the seriousness and my story, basically how it affected me, how it ruined my life for the best part of a year and a half, and now how it's ruined his life, how he's gone to jail. So I have a result now, which is an excellent thing for me. as far as going forward and talking and telling my story and trying to raise. Like, the whole thing about this is, it's not a poor me story. It's not a pity me. I don't want sympathy. But what I would want, what I would like to do, is to raise awareness for young people. And if it even stops one person carrying a knife or one person committing a crime, then it'll be worth it in my eyes.
Yeah, you weren't in court because there wasn't a case. He pleaded guilty. Now, there is a little bit of a discrepancy. He claims he used a broken bottle. You say you saw a knife, but that's neither here nor there at this stage.
Yeah.
The guy is doing time. He has a criminal conviction as a result of this moment or whatever of madness. And that is your message to young people who are now feel obliged. Obliged is probably the wrong word, but now feel that they must bring a knife with them, not necessarily to stab somebody else, but to defend themselves.
Yeah, it's gone. As I spoke to my friends, it's almost gone like America at this stage, where I lived over there for a few years, and a lot of people carry guns because other people carry guns, so that in order to defend themselves. And it's getting like that in this country now. It's so many young people, young youth males, are bringing and carrying knives. And I think that's what's happening now. It's having the kind of a ripple effect where other young men, and that when they're going out, they feel like they need to bring it. And I don't know, I mightn't make any sort of a difference, but I feel like for some reason, like being stabbed 7 times and surviving, whatever the reasons for that war, but I feel like it's my job now. I have a kind of duty to try and go out there and educate young men and women as well. Like, I don't want to keep saying men, a woman can carry a knife just as easily, but just to try and educate them and get them to realise that it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're going to ruin someone else's life if you don't kill them, and you're going to ruin your own life. You're going to end up in jail, and it's just not worth it. Like, if you bring it out, obviously the chances are a lot higher than if you use it. So if you don't bring it out with you, you don't carry it, the chances are a lot lower of you using it or being involved in something like that.
All right. Well, Ross, you have a video put together. So if there are people listening to us, and this could include teachers maybe or principals, if they want to get in touch with you, or how do they go about doing that? Because I think it would be worthwhile to have you going into a school.
Oh, yeah, I'd love it. And the plan was pre-COVID to go in. And then obviously COVID came in. I was going to go to a few local schools here, and then I didn't have an end result either. So now with that, that's exactly what I want to do.
So how can people get in touch with you?
So my social media is just Ross Hayden is my Facebook, but my Instagram then is just Ross Fitt. So it's RossFitt _. And if people want to contact me on that, they can. Like I said, I'll be away now for the next 8 weeks in Kosovo. But when I get back, it's something I really want to do and kind of push. I kind of came up with a hashtag like the Lives Before Knives campaign and try and get that off the ground and get something rolling.
All right.
I think something in this country needs to be done.
All right. Well, it's Ross Hayden, Hayden. And we'll tweet it and we'll put it up on our details on our Facebook page as well. And listen, wishing you all the very best. Safe travels back out to Kosovo. And well done on sharing your traumatic story there with us. That's Ross Hayden in County Kildare.